Bobby?
Yes, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
Okay, it's 7 o'clock in or 7:30 in the evening here in the Philippines. What time do you have in Hungary right now?
It's 1:30.
1:30 in the afternoon?
Yeah.
All right. How have you been? It's been a long time.
Yeah, good, you know. It's
okay.
Been preparing to expose the Jews a little more on your program. And, I was traveling a bit into Germany and Austria.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
But now I'm back in Budapest.
And you're back in Budapest right now.
Yeah.
Were there some developments since the last time we talked about your case?
Well, as I said, the all of the participants in this robbery, all of the principals involved in it are just being mum. Nobody is saying a word.
Yeah.
Beacons has never replied to my fax. Bob Ellsworth, Beacons, Linda Carter, the general manager of the Pasadena branch of Beacons, none of them have made a statement. The owners of Beacons, they're totally silent. Pasadena Police Department, totally silent. You know, just even my two lawyers, ex-lawyers, Charlie Bishayan, who I call, I said, we're in on the robbery, in on the planning of the robbery. I accused them of this publicly, on the air.
Yeah.
If that's not a true statement, that's surely defamatory. They're totally silent. Like I said, they are called them motherfuckers. They're still totally silent. Nobody is saying a word. This is just like a long monologue on my part. They got my stuff, and everybody's being silent. Now, if that doesn't tell you that, these people are guilty. Of course, the U.S. government, they're back in this.
All right.
Clinton and all those goddamn Jews behind them, Albright, Cohen, Greenspan, the whole goddamn government in America is controlled by Jews. They're behind this robbery, too.
All right.
This is one of the biggest robberies, maybe the biggest robbery in the history of the United States, and it's totally being blacked out. No investigative journalism, no journalism at all. Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Well,
the only guy who's still talking is me on Philippine radio stations, especially your program.
Yeah.
And then it's going over to Bobby Ong's internet site in Manila.
That's right.
And that's it. Absolutely silenced.
All right. I'd like to pass you over to Eugene. He has some questions for you, all right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Hello, Bobby.
Yeah, hi.
This is Eugene, yeah. No, I'm just listening. You mean there is really no answer, you know, or no rebuttal on that part?
No rebuttal, absolutely nothing. If that doesn't tell you that everything I'm saying is true, I don't know what could. I mean, this has got to be some kind of a world record of silence, you know. I am saying the most damaging things about these people. I call Linda Carter, the general manager of the Pasadena branch of Beacons, I called her a filthy cunt, a thief. No reply.
No, I didn't.
I called Jordan Bishane. I said they were in on the planning of this robbery. My two lawyers. Now, you know, lawyers live by their reputations, Eugene.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
No reply in the press, no lawsuit against me, nothing. Everybody's silent, you see?
You know, because
this is such an outrageous robbery. They have decided they just want to, like, kill the whole story with silence, you know?
Well, that's incredible, huh? Because, you know, if somebody would do this thing to me, and, you know, if I'm not guilty, you know,
supposing I were to be on the air now for about 10, 11 months, since January of 1999, bad-mouthing you, saying the worst things about you all over the world on the Internet.
No,
after months, I mean, would you just sit there and take it? You wouldn't reply?
No, I would come out and...
Assuming you're innocent, Eugene, of course.
No, of course I'd come out, I'd deny all your charges, and I would even sue you for libel.
Yeah.
And all this, you know, because... it's incredible that this is... I don't know, somehow it reminds me of... Do you know there is this... I call this a song, you know, The Sound of Silence, yeah?
Ah, yeah, by the Jews, Simon and Garfunkel, right?
Oh, you mean the composer, also Jews, the Sound of Silence?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Well, I saw people talking without speaking. What was the word?
Or something like, no one there to break the sound.
The Sound of Silence. And in the naked light, I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. Blah, 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 blah.
Anyway, buddy, I give you back.
Nobody's going to steal anything from those two Jews, Simon and Garfunkel, you know. They have rights.
Yeah, they have
rights. Right. They're Jews.
How about if these things are done, let's say, to the Jews?
Look, Eugene, first of all, as I've said many times on this program, the Holocaust never happened. It's just a load of shit, you know. But the Jews are claiming this Holocaust happened and that millions of Jews were killed, and also that they lost a lot of property and money in Swiss banks, and they were abused with slave labor. They won money, $20 billion from Germany for their alleged slave labor there, all kind of crap. But this is stuff that goes back 50 years and more now, right?
Right.
But that doesn't matter. They want what's theirs, right? They want their property back, their money back. They want everything back. They want it with interest, right?
Well, how about your property, especially your
situation? That happened a few months ago. That's dead. That's gone. Forget about that, Eugene. That's ancient history.
But it just happened recently. I mean, the more reason or the more rights you have to recover or to get it back, you know?
Yeah.
Well, and
everything comes down to you, Eugene, you know, who you are, you know?
I mean,
I was listening to the BBC the other day, and they had some Mexican on, and they were, you know, they're talking about justice in Mexico, and the guy says, well, the kind of justice you get in Mexico depends completely on who you are and who you know.
Really?
And I thought to myself, yeah, exactly like the U.S., you know?
Yeah. Because otherwise, those people who have done this to you, they should be investigated, no? And when they found guilty, should be arrested, no? And
this is such an obvious, you know, robbery and a ripoff. It's so utterly outrageous. Let me just read something here. I was reading in a book. I think it's important, Eugene, when we talk about the Jews, that people have some kind of background as to what kind of people they are, because basically they look fairly similar to other Caucasians, if they really are a Caucasian race, I don't know, but they look fairly similar to Caucasians, and you would never know at first glance how totally different they are, what a totally different philosophy of life they have, especially from the Christians, you know?
Yeah.
Let me read this here. This is from a book called the Rothschild Money Trust by George Armstrong. It is pages 55 and 56.
But maybe that book is written to attack the Jews or not. Or
To expose the Jews.
To expose you.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is written around 1940. And this book talked about that. At that time already, the Rothschilds, who were the richest Jewish family in the world, they owned over half the wealth of the world at that time already. This one family, this one Jewish family.
Really?
Let me read this statement about the Jews. This gives a lot of insight into these people, okay?
Okay.
The Jews are descended from a nomadic Asiatic people who banded themselves together like packs of wolves and roamed the plains of Palestine, Persia, Arabia, and adjoining countries, and pillaged the people of those countries. Money is their god, and it has been since they repudiated the divine law of Moses and bowed down before Aaron's golden calf. They have always imagined themselves superior to the peoples of the countries wherein they dwelt. They have outwitted and cheated and despoiled other peoples until it has become a part of their nature. The present Jew is the product of his ancestors. He has inherited many of their characteristics. His civilization is but veneer, and a thin one at that. He ill conceals his vanity and egotism and deceitfulness and cruelty and grasping nature. See?
Very strong statement.
The description of these goddamn Jews.
But very strong, huh?
Well, it's kind of, it's weak when you consider that, they murder children for their blood, I don't know how strong it is.
By the way, Bobby, I remember you said you wanted to, you know, to say something about regarding your mother.
Yeah, we'll get into that in a minute. Just a second here. Okay, there's so many papers here. I'm getting buried alive in this stuff.
Yeah?
Okay. I just got some new information about this ritual murder business, which I think is very interesting. I had only thought that they killed children and men and women for their blood. But let me read you this statement. This is from a book by Jonathan Kaufman called A Hole in the Heart of the World. This is pages 82 and pages 83. The arrest originated... Huh? The arrest originated in and reinforced the long-standing Christian myth that Jews killed Christian children for sausage meat or to use their blood at the Passover Seder. See, so I had always heard about Jews killing Christians for their blood, you see? But I never heard that they actually used the children for sausage meat. The author is a Jew, he says, so he calls it a myth. But when you understand the Jews, they tend to reverse the truth, Eugene. So I wouldn't be surprised at all if the Christians have accused the Jews of using killing Christian children for sausage meat. I'll bet you it's true. Maybe that's the ultimate thrill for a Jew. Maybe that's the ultimate thrill for a Jew is to... to eat a Christian child, and, you know, for dinner and sausage meat, after ritually murdering him.
That's not easy to prove,
when you know these people, when you know their nature, Eugene, I think it's understood that they will stop at nothing. I mean, they have to express their intense hatred
towards
the Christians, especially.
Not easy for me to take that. I'll give you for a while to Pablo is here.
Okay. All right, Bobby. It's Pablo again. I was given some papers or documents by Eugene that obviously came from you. And there's something here about your mother. I read that your mother has been very active before with the chess, right?
Yeah. Could I get into that in about 5 minutes? I want to read some more stuff. I feel, Pablo.
All right.
It's important to lay the groundwork so people understand what manner of beast we're talking about when we talk about Jews.
Okay, all right.
So let me read a little more about the Jews. I put together some notes regarding Jewish thievery and regarding their disrespect for the property and other rights of non-Jews, you see?
Okay.
So this will take me a few minutes. I'll go pretty fast, and you can interrupt me and ask me a question if you want, okay?
Just go ahead, then.
Yeah, okay. These are some notes regarding Jewish thievery. Quote, the secret world government, this is from the secret world government by Major General Count Cherev Spiridovich, page 4, read. History proves, and the Jewish encyclopedia confirms it, that the so-called German, Russian, Polish, and Eastern Jews are Mongols who accepted the Jewish Talmud, which is not the creed given by Moses. The Talmud seems more like the bylaws of a gang of murderers than a religion, yet it is strictly followed by the so-called Jews. Among other things, the Talmud teaches, the best Gentiles must be destroyed, and similar commands. However, many politicians have the effrontery to declare that this, quote, religion ought to be respected, while it ought to be exposed in the courts as inciting to murder. I'll continue now. Page 87 of the Secret World Government quotes Napoleon as stating that all the talent of the Jews is concentrated on predatory acts. And also, they have a creed which blesses their thievings and misdeeds. You see, robbing all my belongings is blessed. It's a holy act for the Jews.
Mm-hmm.
Let me continue. Page 168 of the Secret World Government reads, the day is not distant when all the riches and treasures of the earth will become the property of the children of Israel. This is from a speech by from a document by Adolf Krumayu, Manifesto to All the Jews of the Universe, 1860. This is page 94 of the Secret World Government. It reads, When death approached, old Amschel, that's Amschel Rothschild, called together his children in Frankfurt, and having read the Satanic Talmud, he proclaimed, quote, "Remember, my children, that all the earth must belong to us Jews, and that the Gentiles, being mere excrements of animals, must possess nothing." The following quotations are from the book The Protocols of the Meetings of the Learned Elders of Zion, Preface and Explanatory Notes, translated from the Russian text by Victor E. Marsden, formerly correspondent of the Morning Post, 1934. Okay, this is page 93. "The estates of the Goys are like wilderness. Who first settles in them has a right to them." This is from the Talmud, Baba Batra, 14b. All these are quotes from the Talmud. See? Page 93. "The property of the Goys is like a thing without a master." This is also from the Talmud, Shulchan Aruch, chosen, Hamispat, blah, blah, blah. I'll just skip all of the references, because you can look them up in this book on the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. I'll just read the statements.
All right.
"If a Jew has struck his spade into the ground of the Goy, he has become the master of the whole. To enhance the dignity of religious dogmas, the following commandments are given: that all property of other nations belongs to the Jewish nation, which consequently is entitled to seize upon it without any scruples. That an Orthodox Jew is not bound to observe principles of morality towards people of other nations, and on the contrary, he even ought to act against morality if it were profitable for himself or for the interest of Jews in general." See? "A Jew may rob a Goy." Goy means unclean, and it is a disparaging name for a non-Jew. "He may cheat him over a bill which should not be perceived by him. Otherwise, the name of God would become dishonored." See, that's also from the Talmud. Shulchan Aruch shows that Hamizbat creates four. Here's another one. "A thing lost by a Goy may not only be kept by the man who found it, but it is forbidden to give it back to him." This is also the Talmud. "How to interpret the word robbery. A Goy is forbidden to steal, rob, or take women slaves, etc., from a Goy or from a Jew. But he, a Jew, is not forbidden to do all this to a Goy. If a Goy killed a Goy or a Jew, see, he is responsible. But if a Jew killed a Goy, he is not responsible." See, again, I remind you, a Goy is a non-Jew. It's a disparaging term that Jews use for non-Jews. Here's another one. Now, this is a very interesting one. This is a protocol. Of 1919, a Russian newspaper, Prizhiv, of 5th of February 1920, published in Berlin, contained an interesting document in Hebrew, dated December 1919, which was found in the pocket of the dead Jew Zunder, the Bolshevik commander of the 11th Sharpshooter Battalion, throwing light on the secret organizations of Jewry in Russia. In extenso, it ran as follows. Well, I'll just give you an excerpt from it here, see. This is in 1919. "This is secret to the representatives of all the branches of the Israelite International League." Now, this is an excerpt. "Russia is conquered and brought to the ground. Russia is under the agony of death under our heel. But do not forget, not even for a moment, that we must be careful. The holy care for our safety does not allow us to show either pity or mercy." I just want to interject. This is so typical of the Jews' secret writing. They always talk about we must not show pity or mercy to the non-Jews. "At last we have been allowed to behold the bitter need of the Russian people and to see it in tears. By taking from them their property, their gold, we have reduced this people to helpless slaves." And the protocol signed, the Central Committee of the Petersburg branch of the Israelite International League. This is the same thing they've done to me. They robbed my property and my gold. See, exactly. See, I want to read that again. "By taking from them their property, their gold, we have reduced this people to helpless slaves." See? Now let me read a little more. This is from the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion itself. This is a statement that this came out in about 1896. It was apparently from, there was a Zionist Congress in Basel, Switzerland. Let me read this statement. It's very short. "Therefore, we must not stop at bribery, deceit, and treachery when they should secure towards the attainment of our end. In politics, one must know how to seize the property of others without hesitation, if by it we secure submission and sovereignty." Protocol number one of the Meetings of the Learned Elders of Zion. See, so they have seized my property without hesitation, but they haven't gotten my submission. See, that's the only problem for them. Let me read a few more quotes here. The following quotations are from the book Judaism in Action by Appian. Okay, these are a few quotations from various books of the Talmud and the Kabbalah. Okay. God has given the Jews power over the possessions and blood of all the nations.